Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. A lot of California lawmakers were not on board with President George Bush or House Speaker Nancy Pelosi yesterday when it came time to vote on that $700 billion bailout package. About half the Democrats and half the Republicans voted against the Wall Street rescue plan. Among them, Congressman Daryl Issa of Vista. Issa said federal regulators at the SEC and the FDIC have the powers they need to take action. They've just chosen not to use them.
This is an artificial crisis. This is a crisis of choice, not a crisis of necessity.
Issa, by the way, is on the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, headed by L.A. Congressman Henry Waxman. That committee will hold hearings next week on the crisis. Last week, a Bloomberg Los Angeles Times poll found 55% of Americans against using taxpayer money to rescue Wall Street firms. 31% of those polled were in favor. Congressional offices have been flooded with critical calls and emails. Today is the deadline for Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger to move on a vast number of state bills, and he's busy doing just that. Most of the measures get a few lines in a press release, but there was plenty of fanfare yesterday when the governor signed two bills that will set up the most comprehensive state program in the country to regulate chemicals in consumer products. Sarah Varney reports.
California's aggressive push to regulate potentially dangerous chemicals in everyday products comes after years of frustration with lagging federal regulators. According to the Government Accountability Office, less than 2% of the 80,000 chemicals in commercial use in the U.S. have been tested for human safety. UC Berkeley researcher Michael Wilson, one of the nation's leading experts on green chemistry, says currently little is known about the 600 million pounds of chemicals used every day in California in consumer and commercial products.
We have really poor information on the hazardous properties of those substances, where they're used in the state, by whom, in what volume, and where they actually end up in the environment.
Under the new state program, Cal EPA will create a hit list of chemicals that have negative health effects, those linked to breast cancer, allergies, or asthma, for example. Then, depending on the level of risk, state scientists could call for an outright ban. The new law has wide support, or at least acceptance, from industry groups, says Gino DeCaro, spokesperson for the California Manufacturers and Technology Association.
The Department of Toxic Substance Control will determine other alternatives that can be used for that product, determine the economic viability of those alternatives, and determine when they can come to market, and then base their policy decisions on their scientific findings.
Proponents say state regulation will spur industry to develop less toxic chemicals. That's what happened in the European Union when government regulators banned certain chemicals used to soften plastics, called phthalates. Chemical companies developed benign alternatives that are now in wide use in most industrialized countries. The new state law will be phased in over the next few years. For the California Report, I'm Sarah Varney.
The tainted milk scandal in China extends far beyond China's borders. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration issued warnings last week against products that include Chinese milk byproducts. But you can still find them on the shelves in grocery stores that cater to California's Asian Americans. Juan Ha reports.
At the Ocean Supermarket in Milpitas, General Manager Ken Tha shows me the shelf where he used to stock the hugely popular White Rabbit creamy candy. Its American importer, Queensway Food in Northern California, recalled it Friday because the product had high levels of melamine. Tha said he pulled the candy off the shelf last week. I don't want my customers to get sick. Right now, we're not ordering candy from China as much, especially ones with milk powder. 99 Ranch Market, which operates in 23 locations in California, says it also stopped selling the candy and the instant coffee that was on the FDA advisory. Melamine found in infant formula in China has caused kidney problems for thousands of Chinese children and killed at least four. But the problem is spreading. Now, at least four Asian countries have discovered milk products laced with melamine, from pastries to crackers to candies. The Taiwanese manufacturer of Mr. Brown instant coffee has recalled the product in Asia. The FDA advised stores not to sell it, but it has not been recalled in the U.S. The coffee is still sitting on the shelves of Ocean Supermarket. Tha, the manager, says the Los Angeles distributor of the coffee called him to assure that it's perfectly safe.
We're very concerned that the FDA isn't paying adequate attention to Asian markets.
Jean Holleran is director of the Food Policy Initiative at Consumer Union, the publisher of Consumer Reports Guides.
FDA really needs to go out into the Asian markets and sample some of these foods and test them, especially where other countries have tested them and found the contamination.
In Macau, the government found that Lotte's Koala March cookies, made in China, contain 24 times the safe limit of melamine. KQED found the cookies, which were also made in China, in two San Jose supermarkets. The FDA did not return phone calls inquiring about the product. A spokesman for Lotte USA in Michigan declined to answer questions about the safety of the imported cookies. The California Department of Public Health says it's waiting for the FDA to give it a list of stores that sold the contaminated food. That would allow county health agencies to go out and make sure recalled items aren't on the shelves. For the California Report, I'm Juan Ha.
Federal authorities are calling it the largest immigrant fugitive operation in California's history. For the details, we turn to L.A. Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers have arrested a total of 1,157 undocumented immigrants in California in what immigration officer Brian DeMore calls a three-week enforcement surge.
What sets it apart from our day-to-day operations is the fact that we combined assets with our San Diego office and our San Francisco office as a force multiplier and targeted the entire state.
Around two-thirds of the immigrants were arrested in the Bay Area and the L.A. metro area. The operation is part of a nationwide crackdown the agency has waged since 2003. Half of those arrested in this operation are what are known as immigration fugitives, or immigrants who have defied deportation orders or who have returned to the U.S. illegally after being deported. Jorge Mario Cabrera, a spokesman for the Coalition of Humane Immigrant Rights of Los Angeles, says this latest operation was nothing more than a publicity stunt.
They must prove to Congress and the American people that they are so-called doing their job. Certainly what they are doing is they are causing fear and pain in immigrant families, and they will cause pain in the economy.
According to immigration officials, nearly a third of those taken into custody in this latest operation had criminal histories. For the California Report, I'm Rob Schmitz in Los Angeles.
That's the California Report for Tuesday, September 30th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Healthcare Foundation and Cal Hospital Compare, rating hospital quality in California. On the web at calhospitalcompare.org. The Walter S. Johnson Foundation and the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children.